We're talking playoffs on this week's episode of the Natty Boys, both NBA and NHL. We give you our picks for the finals and break down who we think has the best shot to win it this year. With our inspiration being the Las Vegas Knights, our fantasy draft this week is of the best debuts in history. Enjoy the show.
You're listening to the Natty Boys Podcast, presented by Mill Iron Sports.
All right, and welcome to the Natty Boys Podcast. Today is Friday the 13th, and it's time for what we've all been waiting for, the number one pick in the WNBA draft by the Las Vegas Aces. Ooh. Is Aja Wilson out of South Carolina. She's going right. to be a game changer for the Aces.
I've had my eye on her for a while. I was hoping that hoping she'd get a shot. I knew that I followed her out of high school, not to be creepy. But
where'd you follow her to?
Well, I just need to know. I mean, I need to know my competition. I was kind of pissed I didn't get invited to the draft tonight. I had my nice pantsuit ready to go. I guess every suit for a man's a pantsuit. So
Juwanna Mack.
Yeah.
What pick are you going?
I played it right. I wanted to be a free agent. That way I could pick and choose where I went so I can contribute right away.
Just whichever team Candace Parker's on.
Yep.
Right. I'm a little skeptical, though. I'm not sure she can cut it at the next level. So we'll see. You know, it's hard to really judge a draft until after a few years.
Sure.
But when we're doing this podcast episode like 345 in 3 years, we'll go back to this draft and see if the Aces really did get a winner there.
That tampering case on the Nuggets is going to be crazy because they've been reaching out to Juwanna Mack for little bit over a year now, so that's going to cross over the WNBA as a pretty wild tampering case this next year.
They could have used me last night. I don't know what.
It's a
like
shame
it was.
They didn't make the playoffs.
It was like there was a one point where it seemed like Jokic had like two left hands. He was trying to like I don't even know what the hell was going on. It was
comedy to be exhausted last night.
Yeah.
I mean, he played like 46 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like before overtime started.
Yeah. And then, I mean, on the same, Jimmy Butler just came back from injury for the Timberwolves. And he was at, I think, like 38 minutes or something like that. And he had a key free throw at the end of the game. And he missed it because he had no legs left. And that's not often you see a guy like Jimmy Butler with no legs left in an NBA game. Big guys,
usually it's Derrick Rose.
Yeah, he's shooting it from one of those scooters that you kneel on.
But if we're being honest about the WNBA, I didn't even know Las Vegas had a team. I'm guessing that
Me either.
Is the first year that they expanded there because they had the number one overall pick. So I'm guessing that
they
are
disband.
Going in. I don't know. This was they celebrated their 20th season last year or two years ago.
I didn't even know they had a league anymore.
But I'm definitely looking forward to on the other side the NBA playoffs, which are getting ready to start this weekend, and I think that there's going to be a lot of good storylines coming forward with LeBron. He's always a big factor in the playoffs, and I think that they're going to have a tough matchup against the Pacers in the first round of the playoffs. I don't know if they win this one.
Well, I mean, now they've got the Kardashian curse against them after
that's true.
You know, Tristan Thompson went and fucked things up. So,
literally,
that's not going to bode well for them. Yeah,
did you guys watch that video?
What video?
The video of Tristan Thompson cheating.
Oh no. Yeah, I saw.
So he was in like a I don't know if it was a club or
that one
or whatever.
Yeah. I thought you were talking about the other video that got posted that. Like some
the
other
one of Kim K, that one was years ago.
there was another one that one of his other chicks was posting basically porn on her Instagram.
Oh really?
Yeah.
No, yeah. I didn't see that.
Supposedly, like you can't tell if it's him and her or if it's just a random
easy
video. So I don't know if that's ever been
If it's just a different black penis.
Well, I was just going to say if it's just random people. So easy. You can really see faces. So, yeah, I don't know if that was really him or not. I didn't see it, but that's what I was reading about.
The one of him in the club is, there's no denying that that's him.
Yeah.
I mean, what other 6'9" dude is... And, like, the girls that are with him are being extremely aggressive with him. Like, they are, like, pulling his head into their titties and, like, shaking him around and stuff. And, I mean, he's not fighting any of it, of course. But they were being very aggressive with him.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's where you go to. If he really didn't want to, he should have fought harder. Typical. Yeah.
You see.
You know, sometimes you can't fight back in that situation. You know, maybe he's afraid for his safety.
Yeah.
He felt if he resisted that, you know, they would do something to him to harm him. So,
did you see how he was dressed? So,
yeah, he was asking for it.
Yeah.
That's why you don't sit down in the club. If he was standing, he's like 6'10", they wouldn't have been able to pull his head down.
That's true.
I'm assuming he's like 6'10", every NBA player is like 6'10".
Wow, that's heightist. That's
true.
Yeah. Yeah, wow.
So on this show today, we're going to talk a little bit about the NBA and NHL playoffs that are getting ready to kick off with our picks for the finals, and then who we think's going to win it, and maybe some possible storylines going on. Hefe, why don't you kick us off with your prediction for the NBA playoffs?
The Rockets this year have been dominating, so I'm going to go number one seed the Rockets against the Celtics in the finals.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ballsy.
So, yeah, that is a little ballsy. Not a ton of people are picking the Celtics because Kyrie's not playing Hayward's not playing, and you know, they don't have a ton of their stars that are being. I mean, they're relying on a lot of rookie talent right now with Jaylen Brown and
Larry Bird.
Larry Bird's
pass
is God damn it.
I mean, I don't follow the NBA. I'm gonna be honest, but if I had to pick a team, and I know the Bulls suck, I'm going to go Boston if I have to
Bulls
pick another
didn't even
team.
Make the playoffs,
yeah,
man.
I know. The Bulls are awful. So,
what? That logic.
I don't follow it enough to know the Bulls are terrible this year.
I now understand what you're saying. That you're saying that.
I don't.
If you had to pick
it,
a team to follow, you would be the Bulls, and they're terrible.
Yeah.
So you're going Celtics.
I'm going Celtics.
There you go. I understand that.
To
what you said.
Further for your point, Hefe, the Sean Kilpatrick is on the Bulls right now.
I know that. Yeah, and I was happy to see Kilpatrick up because I did see highlights. Again, I don't follow it. I don't watch every game, but I do see highlights.
Yeah, I feel like your picks for the NBA are going to be like my picks for the NHL because I don't really follow the NHL very well either. So, I mean, I won't pick two conference, two teams from the same conference.
Yeah, I think
in the
it's
going to
be Warriors Rockets, but I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
I've made that
mistake
before. So,
if we're, I'll throw out my prediction next. I think that the Warriors are going to make it back to the finals. Steph's going to come back in the second round of the playoffs, and I think that they're going to be fine after he gets back in there. I got them beating the Rockets in the conference finals to make it to the championship. And I think that they're going to be playing the Raptors, actually, this year out of the East. So, The Raptors got the one seed.
I would love to see that.
Yeah, they got a franchise record 59 wins this year. Hopefully they can step it up. They have a little tougher road to the finals than a lot of the other teams in the East, like the two seed, the Celtics, because in the second round they will have to play the Cavaliers if the Cavs beat the Pacers
in the first round.
So we'll see. Yeah. Yeah,
that's exactly what I was
thinking. They're going to beat each other up. And, you know, I picked the Raptors because I want that to happen, not necessarily because I think it really will. But there's a lot of people that are saying that the Wizards are going to upset the Raptors in the first round. So I don't really know what's going to happen with that. But that's who I'm picking, those two teams, with the Warriors coming out on top again in the finals. I think that the Cavaliers, if we're looking for storylines in the first round, I think that the Cavaliers are going to struggle with the Pacers in the first round. So other storylines I think that are going to happen, I think that the Rockets are going to make it to the conference finals, but once again, I don't think that they'll get past the Warriors, so we'll see what happens. What are you guys picking for your finals and championship, Mac and Witty?
So I'll go next. out of the West, I'm going with the Rockets, too. I just think they're stacked, and I think they'll be able to take out the Warriors and the Thunder. Well, not both, but I don't think they'll match up to both. But I think they'll be better than those teams. So I've got the Rockets out of the West. And then in the East, I mean, the Hawks are terrible, so I'm going to pick the Raptors. no, I do have, I am picking the Raptors. So it feels weird. Like, I'm picking the Raptors and the Rockets, the two number one seeds, and I feel like I'm picking underdogs just because it's not the Cavs, it's not the Warriors, it's not the Thunder. But I that's how I see it playing out. I think the Rockets and the Raptors end up matching up. And I've got in the finals, I got the Rockets winning it.
So that's one of the things that people have been talking about. There's no guarantee, like, there's not one team that just blows you away this year with you know, the talent that's on the court. The Rockets are one of those teams that's amazing, but do you really believe that they can get it done this year? It's you know, there's no guarantees this year.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I just think with the talent that they have that they'll be, I mean, I think they're super team level. It rivals what the Warriors have.
Sure.
The Cavs have had in recent years. I don't think they quite have that this year. So,
no.
One thing that keeps throwing me off when I look at the NBA bracket or the playoff seedings right now, it's so weird to see the Spurs as a seven. Just because they've always been in the West, it's always like, you know, can the Spurs, you know, hang with the Warriors? And
that's one thing I wanted to touch on was the Spurs. Like, the whole situation with Kawhi right now is so weird. Yeah. Like,
it is
so
weird.
I don't know how that's going to end up playing out.
He's afraid to play almost. Like, is he gun shy on his injury? He's afraid to come back too quick.
So what I've seen is that the Kawhi has his doctors and everyone else, you know, the team has medically cleared him to play, but he's saying that his injury is still, you know, going on and his doctors are backing him. So it's almost like there's something mentally going on with him that he doesn't feel like he's recovered yet and he can't go 100%.
Yeah.
And who was it that I think was it Tony Parker that they said had a very similar injury and he came back in kind of the current time frame. Yeah. So that's why the team's expecting Kawhi to be back right now. But he's saying he's not ready.
Supposedly the team they called a players only meeting and all gathered around him and said, hey, you need to come back. And he's still, and that hasn't been confirmed. Some people are saying that's bogus and it wasn't quite that big a deal. It might've been just a guy or two talking to him, but they made it sound like he's alienating himself from the team almost.
He's getting the Kevin Love treatment.
Yeah. The Tony Parker thing, Parker actually had surgery to repair his, and like his was a complete tear, and Kawhi's wasn't a complete tear of the quad, so he just let it heal on its own without surgery.
Sure.
And that's what Tony Parker, you know, came out in the media and said, my injury was worse than his and I'm back before him.
Yeah.
Like, what's going on with Kawhi? And a lot of people have been thinking that maybe Kawhi's gone this summer.
He doesn't
want
to. Even Popovich has been talking in the media about how frustrated he is with the situation. Yeah.
Right.
He tries to keep a lot of that in-house.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking, too, is, you know, he's probably knowing he's not coming back and he doesn't want to, you know, waste, you know, his risk of possible worse injury by coming back too soon when he knows he's not going to be with his team in the long term.
It's hard to blame him, but I still would think you'd want to make one final run with that team.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Although getting the Warriors in the first round doesn't really bode well for that theory.
Right.
But you never know. Shock the world.
Yeah, if they don't have they don't have Steph right now. He's out until the second round, most likely. Right. So,
and
I think that they'll roll though once he's back.
And like you guys talked about earlier, when you're talking about all the teams being jumbled up, it almost seems like some of the teams now, it's more all we have to do is make sure we can get into the playoffs. Our seeding doesn't matter because we know when it comes playoff time, we match up better than anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Cavs, I mean. Like you said, I think they're running into a buzzsaw. I would love to see the Pacers knock them off.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
That'd be awesome.
But the Cavs as a four seed, I mean, that doesn't matter to them at all. Like, they, in theory, have Toronto's number. Like, Toronto,
yeah.
I mean, it doesn't seem like Toronto is ever going to take that next step, no matter how good of a regular season they have. So the Cavs, I mean, I don't know. I think it might be my hatred boiling over for the Cavs, but I just don't see them doing it this year, which...
Yeah, I don't either, but like, you know, you said you don't think Toronto can get over that hump, and even in the regular season, the Cavs took 2 out of 3 games against Toronto, so...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't know if that's like a mental thing, where like, oh, these are, you know, it's Big Brother coming to pick on us, and, you know, we can't do it, and, you know, like I said, I still think that ultimately the Raptors come out of the East, and it may not be that they beat the Cavs. Somebody else might get to them before the Cavs get to that point. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I agree with you. I don't see the Cavs getting it done.
Yep.
If the Raptors and Cavs both win their first round, they play each other.
Right.
Yeah, it'd be one of the second. 4.
Yep.
So then I guess it would have to be the Pacers that beat them. Yep. But
I was gonna say I'll enjoy Stevenson versus LeBron though again. Yeah, that was hilarious.
That's true. Lance always tries to get in his head. It's pretty damn funny.
That is good.
Yep.
And I think this series will be very telling on LeBron's future in Cleveland. I think he's got his mind made up. Yeah. If you see him going balls to the wall, doing everything he can to win the games and really, you know, taking the next step and taking games over, I think I'd have to say he's probably coming back. But if he's half-assing it and once they get down like 2-1, say they get down 2-1 in the series and he just phones it in, I think he's as good as gone.
How many memes will we see?
This is my favorite time of the year because it's zero dark 30 LeBron or zero dark 30 23. So we don't really have to deal with, not that I follow him on anything anyway, but other people that I do follow will retweet him or quote tweet him and I have to see his garbage. So. It's almost more fun, like, that he's not on there. That, But my picks, I can't say chalk because they're not the number one seed, but I think the Warriors, it's still their conference. Like you said, DB.
Sure.
Steph, hopefully for them, will be back in the second round. And the Warriors are just so good. I just don't see – it would be awesome to see them matched up with the Rockets in the Western Conference final. Because that could end up being a better series than the finals itself, depending on who's coming out of the East.
Yep.
But I do think that the Warriors probably just take over. And I think they've got 2 or 3 more years of dominance before they start to trend downward, which...
Sure.
That because of 1, contract, and 2, just age. Out of the East, I've just got to go with the trend of every other sport. I think Philly's going to do it somehow. They're playing well. They're
just the process.
They're clicking. I would hate to see it because I never really felt I never hated Philly fans really. I viewed them as like jerks and kind of trash, but I never hated them. But their recent run of success has made me realize how insufferable they are. They're just as bad as you see in some of the other cities when all their teams are winning, which. Yeah. I'd probably be the same way too, but I don't think I'll ever.
I'm
going to
be
experience
the
that.
Biggest asshole ever if we ever win a championship in Cincinnati in our lifetime.
I don't think. Yeah, I don't think that's ever going to be something I have to worry about. So, but yeah, that I think I'll get Warriors 76ers, and I think the Warriors win it.
Yeah,
and that would be pretty impressive for the 76ers with how young they are right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if they can make that jump this year, because I mean last year they didn't even make the playoffs.
Right.
They had, you know, the number one overall pick being Fultz.
Mm-hmm.
So if they can actually make that jump this year to the finals already, I think that their future's looking really good.
Yeah.
And I think they're
a good team and they're coming together at the right time, but I think that this is probably more a product of the East taking themselves out. Like I think
I think
you know, you'll have an upset in the first round, like say the Cavs get beat by the Pacers, and then the Raptors. I don't think the Raptors get beat by the Pacers, but you'd have something like that where the Raptors, you know, match up against the Sixers in the Eastern Conference Final, and then Sixers, obviously, they win that because the Raptors do what the Raptors have done the last couple of years and flame out. So,
yeah,
I don't know if it's more of a indictment on the Eastern Conference than it is.
Well, right.
How well the Sixers have come together.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to say. I feel like regardless of who comes out of the West, whether it be the Warriors, the Rockets, the Thunder, I feel like they got to be favored over whoever comes out of the East just because I think the talent level is just that much greater out in the West.
I agree.
Which is why LeBron's going to go out there eventually. To the Lakers.
I always thought, you know, LeBron to the West on one of those teams. I didn't know who, but I always thought he'd go to the Western Conference. But the more and more I think about it, the more and more I read and the more I hear people talking about it, I think he's going to find a team in the East that he can build his way, which Detroit. He tried with the Cavs, and it's worked, but it's, I mean, things never seem to be perfect there after he came back for a second stint. A lot of animosity still. But
that's why you go to Detroit. He's still close to home. He can be with Blake Griffin. Got a little dynasty there. The Bad Boys.
Affordable housing.
Yeah.
So, swapping over to the NHL playoffs, we are currently watching the Capitals and Jackets play, and I don't know if you guys have seen it yet, but spoiler alert, the Capitals just scored again to make it 3-2 in the third period. I'm not a huge NHL fan. I pay attention to the Jackets, so most of my knowledge is Jackets-centric. I don't know a ton of players on other teams, but if I'm picking the finals, looking at the bracket, I'm going the Predators versus the Lightning in the finals with the Predators winning in it. So, I think they're both one seeds in their division, but the talent on both teams is just ridiculous. Yes. Nashville had a great run last year, and I think it's the Lightning did too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I can see both of those teams making it, for sure. I always have a hard time, and it's my dumb brain doing it, but I always have a hard time picking teams to go back to the finals 2 years in a row, even though we just saw the Penguins win it twice in a row. But I still, in my mind, I'm like, oh, I do it in the NFL, I do it in the NBA, I do it in everything, college basketball. I'm like, I just can't see them doing it twice in a row. Like, it just doesn't seem like it's easily done. But, I mean, we see it, but I just can't convince myself it's going to happen. But I think that's I know you went chalk, but I truly do think it would be a fun matchup. A lot of people wouldn't watch it because it doesn't have one of the traditional market teams.
Yeah.
But that would be a really good series. That would be
Well, Nashville's a hockey town now. So.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Until they go 500 in a couple years and that building's half empty again. So.
Yep. That's
are
the
you
one
saying
thing
Carrie
that
Underwood won't be a fan then.
I'm saying her washed up husband should have stayed retired.
I loved how bent out of shape Pittsburgh fans were getting last year during the finals when people were talking about Nashville being a hockey town. Like, I don't know why that bothered them so much, but it did. Like, you saw people on Twitter, like, just getting so fucking, like, triggered over the fact that people were saying, oh, yeah, Nashville's a hockey town.
Penguins fans forget that their team almost got moved because of attendance issues.
Yeah.
Like, before they got lucky and drafted Malkin and Crosby. Like, the same thing with the Blackhawks weren't going to move, but the Blackhawks were trash and barely getting, 5,000 people in the stadium, or in the arena, and same thing with the Penguins. The Penguins were playing in an empty building, too, and then they got lucky in back-to-back drafts, and both teams did, and they've been dynasties since, but...
You mean their fans might be bandwagon fans? That's...
Yeah, say it ain't
that's
so.
That's problematic to say that.
Yeah, well, it's...
Yeah, no shit. So... I am going to go Vegas strong. I am picking the, Vegas to, cap off the inaugural season with a championship, and they're going to beat Boston. The storyline's good. They've had a tough team all year. So I just think they're going to surprise everybody and capture the championship in that first season. It's going to piss me off because Jackets fans remember that we didn't get the best start of a franchise.
Sure. Yeah, they definitely were set up much better as an expansion team than the Blue Jackets were.
Yes.
I always play that card, too, when I get pissed off about it, but then I remember the Wild. Yeah. The Wild were good a lot quicker than the Jackets, and they came in under the same circumstances.
Yeah, it's
the Jackets
true.
Were terribly managed for a while there.
Yeah.
But they still were set up.
It's easy to blame the league instead of the managers, though.
Yeah.
Sure. DB, I may just not have been paying attention. Did you say who you had winning it?
Yeah, I got the Predators winning it this year.
Sorry, I must have missed that.
Lots of catfishes.
So when's the Stanley Cup Finals?
Yeah.
When's the finals actually going to, like, date-wise?
It's like early June, like
mid-June,
isn't it?
Yeah. It'll be in Vegas in June, so.
Uh-oh. Good old game?
That'd be awesome to go to.
It'd be the hardest
Stanley Cup Finals game. Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah. And
I'm sure you
kind of hoping
to get them on the street.
Podcast flips by then, and we could just get some free tickets.
I was gonna say you'd have to lose like 30 grand at the tables to get comp those tickets.
Right.
Yeah.
Challenge accepted.
Wow.
So for my NHL picks, I so badly wanted to pick Vegas versus Pittsburgh just because I want to see the Flurry playing against Pittsburgh in the Stanley Cup final.
Think about that.
Yeah, that would be awesome to see. Be awesome to see him go in there and just stand on his head and you know, win a cup for his new team in his former city. But I went away with both of those teams. I think Vegas is a great story, but I don't see them capping it off. I would like to see it, but yeah. I just think it's not going to happen. I'm taking Boston out of the East. They're good. I mean, they looked dead in the water earlier in the year, and then they came out of nowhere and were fighting for the number one seed up until the very end of the season.
Yeah, they play tough too.
They're a tough team. They always have been. No matter who's there, they're always a tough team to play. And coming out of the West, I'm going Winnipeg. They got a lot of good talent, and they've got one of the toughest buildings to play in. That place is nuts. So sure.
They were one of the first teams to clinch, too, weren't they?
They clinched early. I don't know if they were the first or not.
I know they were early. Yeah.
But
I didn't even think
about
Winnipeg.
Yep, and not to, I mean, they have kind of the rallying around. They're up in the same province that that hockey bus wreck was. So I just, it seems like one of those stories where like a community, even though in Canada, your neighbors, like your neighboring city might still be like 300 miles away or however many kilometers that is up there. But but it just seems like one of those, you know, heartfelt stories where Winnipeg's going to make a run. So I'm going to go Winnipeg and Boston. I think that Boston wins it.
I can see that. I had the exact same picks as Hefe. I had the Knights over the Bruins.
Nice.
And, you know, Hefe alluded to, you know, not really wanting to see the Knights have that success just because they were so much better set up than the Jackets. But I do want to see it just for the fact that it's an expansion team in their first every year. Like, I would love to see them go all the way just to win it just because I feel like that's an awesome story.
It would be.
You know, I'd like to see Carlson, you know, have success. I wish he was still with the Jackets, but I get why they made him available, and he's doing great out there in Las Vegas. So
I saw,
you know, good for him.
I saw an awesome tweet about him the other day. Somebody was like, I don't know why everyone keeps saying this is William Carlson's first 40-goal season. It's his first 10-goal season. Like, he literally, like, he is just playing like no one ever. I mean, we knew we were losing a good guy when he went, but we didn't. Like, the Jackets did not realize what he was going to be when he left.
Yep.
But they protected Josh Anderson, who isn't really contributing to the game tonight because of, you know, his bogus call.
Yeah.
Josh Anderson was the guy that they thought they were coming after, so they wanted to protect him. And long term, that might be the best play, but I'm with you there, Woody. I would like to see him get a shot at the cup.
Yeah, and then with the
same
Bruins
reason
in
we
that,
rooted for Jake Elliott.
Yeah, exactly. It worked out for us. And along with the Bruins, you know, you see our buddy Rick Nash have some success.
I'm not so sure about that one. Well, I don't hate Rick Nash anymore, but if he wins a cup, I want it to be in his homecoming to
Columbus.
Yeah,
next year when he decides to come back to Columbus.
Yeah.
Maybe give it another year or two. Next year, maybe. If they don't re-sign Vanek, I could see them maybe making a play for Nash at the right price.
Yeah. So how do you guys think the Blue Jackets are going
to
fare?
I wanted to pick them, but they're just too inconsistent.
Well, a lot of it's going to – it looks like Foligno's back. He took a puck to the face earlier.
Plus, I don't think their path.
Yeah, that was terrible looking.
And I just don't think their path is the easiest.
Yeah, they got to go to – it looks like Pittsburgh would be the team they would play if they advanced.
I hate saying it because everyone –
That fucking game.
That
game on Wednesday was ridiculous. Crosby with a hat trick.
Yeah.
What is it, 7-0 was the final?
You never
I hate
know
saying
that. Hockey.
Yeah, one game is, you know, that's not going to be indicative of how that entire series is going to play out. But it certainly doesn't look well for Philly now.
Yeah, and I hate saying it, but every team I root for is – held down by a freaking Pittsburgh team that knocks them out of position.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. I could see the Jackets, you know, taking the series against Washington.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go ahead and say I predict that that's what's going to happen, but I think they're definitely capable of doing it. They may not win tonight, but, you know, I think the game goes probably six or seven, or series goes six or seven games regardless. Yep. But, you know, I think they've got a lot of talent. I think they'll be in the playoffs more consistently kind of for mm-hmm. a while now. This might not be the year, but...
And they're a scrappy team. If they catch fire, they could shock a yeah. lot of people, so...
It's the Caps year.
That's right.
The thing that the Caps are the choke artists too is Bob disappears at times, and it's like, where did he go? Right. Like, what the hell just happened?
And he's like a Russian spy or something.
So I think if Bob stays hot, he's knock on wood. He's looked good tonight. He had two goals that not much. You can't do much about that. You know, the 5 minute major. Yep. Like he was just on an island by himself there for a while.
Yeah,
gave up two quick goals, and then he just gave up a relatively cheap third goal. Not necessarily a bad play on his end, just a breakdown.
It's a bad angle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And but, I mean, if he stays hot, I think if they can get out of Washington, if they get through that series not too banged up and you don't have any lingering issues, like Wennberg took a nasty hit earlier. I don't know if he's been back or not.
I haven't seen him.
He's probably in concussion protocol or whatever they call it in the NHL. Yeah. He took a really high hit. If they get out of there unscathed as far as injuries go, I can see them getting a seven game series out of Pittsburgh.
And I think what they're gonna have to hope for too, if they can get out of this Washington series, is hope that Philly Pittsburgh series goes seven games too, so those guys can beat up on each other and be gassed, because I think that'll play in their favor. If they're going up against a rested Penguins team, I'm not sure that they'll be able to handle them. But
if Philly gets down 2-0 and starts just laying the wood to Pittsburgh, you get some they get rest, but if their legs are sore from the hits and they're, you know, they get some injuries, be a real shame if Crosby got another concussion. Wouldn't want to see that
on Twitter.
Yeah,
don't say it on Twitter. You'll get yelled at.
In the words of Jared Carabas, you hate to see it. You really hate to see that.
Jesus.
So, Whitty, you were talking about how with the if Vegas actually makes it, it's one of the probably the best debuts of any, you know, sports franchise in probably history.
Well, yeah, you can't get better than winning the championship in your first year.
Yeah, in your inaugural season. So right, that was. Yeah. Yeah,
someone
that,
had
that
to
was the inspiration point. For the fantasy draft this week was the greatest debuts of all time. I have the first pick. I don't know. I have a good list, I feel like, but I'm not 100% sure which ways you guys went with your list.
Yeah.
So my first pick is actually I'm going to go with Nelly, Country Grammar.
Yes.
Because I feel like that was one of the best debut albums in probably rap history. Like,
hot-ish.
Like, every single song on it I fucking love. That You Can Find Me in St. Louis. Yeah. Yeah. Greed, such Hate, Envy. Yep.
And it's still best album, too.
Yeah. Like I don't even know if Nelly still makes music, but... It hit just like right when we were coming into high school, like, and that's just what was hot, you know, during our formative years. And to me, that's definitely one of the best debut albums that that comes to mind.
I think
I would definitely agree with that. Isn't he in legal trouble right now?
Probably.
Did he do
something? I don't know.
I thought he did something.
Yeah, he did something recently. I don't know if it was tax. No, I think he got accused of like sexual assault.
Yeah,
I thought it was
some kind of something like that. Domestic violence or sexual assault.
I'm not 100% sure, so if I was wrong, don't come after me, people. But I'm pretty sure
I was thinking too.
I think it was like a, I don't know if it was a lie, but it was not the truth. Like the story that was told originally was not what happened, I don't think. All right, from
Kobe.
For my first pick, I'm going April 3rd, 2008. Johnny Cueto's first career start with the Cincinnati Reds. He had 10 strikeouts. Right. I remember that was a day game. We were in college, and I just remember that was an awesome like debut, because you knew he was good and you'd heard about him, but his first outing against the Diamondbacks, if I'm remembering correctly. Yep. He gave up one earned run. It was on a home run, but he had 10 strikeouts. I think he threw 7 innings, so.
Yeah,
it was.
Do you remember how excited we were for that duo with him and Volquez? Yeah. Together?
And they were for a while. That was crazy.
Yeah,
and then like all good things in Cincinnati just dissolved and went away, and no one even remembers except for losers like us.
So. That's right. So my first pick is probably one of the hottest debuts I've seen in a long time. Taco Bell's nacho fries. Those I was reading somewhere that I guess those became like a staple item for
and
them.
They're gone
really quickly.
They're coming back in the summer.
Thank God.
Well, they were saying that I think some like Taco Bell came out and said that like it got to the point where one out of every three orders that they had included the nacho fries, which was even more popular than their like Doritos Locos taco that they had coming out. So.
Wow.
They were good. I liked them. I mean, I really did.
They were good.
I didn't think they were that great of fries, and the seasoning wasn't that great. What really did it for me is the nacho cheese.
Oh, the cheese was
sauce.
The key. Yeah.
See, I must have gotten lucky with mine, because mine had like it almost tasted like a Cheeto dusting on my fries.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't bad, but like if I ate it by myself, I just was like, yeah, that's okay, but that's not something that I would choose to eat. And I think I said it, I don't know if it was on the podcast or on Twitter, but when I first tried them, I just got them like in the drive-thru and I ate them on my way home. I didn't even know they came with the nacho
until
cheese sauce.
Home.
So
that sucks.
So I didn't even try it until my second time getting them that I didn't try the cheese sauce. So to me, that made a huge difference.
Yes.
But
yeah, definitely. It would. So
yeah.
That's a good pick, Whitty.
Yeah, good pick. My first pick, I'm going to take you back to September 24th, 1993, debut of the greatest friendship on television history. Corey Matthews and Sean Hunter debuted in the pilot episode of Boy Meets World.
Nice.
Out of Philly, so they were going back to Max Philly hatred. I think that's one thing he does love from Philly is the Boy Meets World storyline.
I love Philly cheesesteaks.
Philly cheesesteaks are good.
I'm a Pats guy myself.
But, the first pick, Corey Matthews, introduced to the world. Second pick, same year, 1993 was a good year. Totino's Pizza Rolls debuted under the name Tostino's. They were bought from the Geno's company and debuted in 1993 as Totino's Pizza Rolls. So...
That is
the greatest drunk foods ever.
I don't have to. I'm sober as a bird and eat them.
Yeah, they're delicious. They're delicious.
Yeah.
I'll destroy a bag of pizza
rolls. I went there for a while where every 2 days I was going to Kroger to get a bag of pizza rolls. It was bad.
Yep. Yeah, they're so good. They have like mac and cheese ones now.
Yeah, I don't really venture into those. I stay with the classics.
They're a little weird.
You guys are probably going to be mad at me, but... I don't know the last time I ate one by that I mean it's probably been like 10 years.
I can tell you the worst time I ever ate.
I don't even know if I had any when we were in college.
I can tell you the worst time I ate pizza rolls, and that was when we did our food challenge at Mill Iron Apartments when I tried to eat 90 of them, and I had heartburn for about 5 days.
I could do that right now. I could eat 90 of them probably, no problem.
It was awful.
The other day, I ate 6 cheese conies and a buffalo chicken wrap from Skyline. So,
was that all in one like sitting, or was that in multiple?
No,
visits?
I was sitting right here.
Like lunch and dinner.
I was sitting right here watching the Reds and blogging.
Jesus.
Anyway, Skyline is like alcohol. I mean, you build a tolerance. Like 4 conies doesn't do it for me anymore.
Mm-hmm. I think you have a problem.
I'm afraid to get on a scale. That's my problem.
See, the problem is you're going to start, you know, reaching out to kind of gateway drugs, and you're going to start doing Gold Star and things like that. And you're going to—that's when you're going to really spin out of control.
I think I made it clear on Twitter tonight what I think of Gold Star. So
I saw that. That was funny.
Yeah, no, I would never eat Gold Star.
So my second pick. It's only been, you know, a few weeks now, but Ohtani for the Angels. That man is fucking impressive. Like, I think he started out like 2-0 as a pitcher with just over a 2 ERA, and then as a batter, he was batting like over 350 with 3 home runs. Yep. Like, it's insane. Like, just to think that he can do both so well. Like, you used to think of guys like, who was it?
Brent Celek and Mr. Baseball. Brent Celek. Brent Celek. Fucking Tom Celek. I said Brent Celek.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, the tight end. Who was who's the Reds pitcher? He came from the Diamondbacks. Was it Micah Owings?
Micah Owings.
Like, he was a pitcher that could hit, but, like, it was nothing like the level of, like, Ohtani's at right now.
It was
now,
really, like, so. Four games. I think he had four home runs that year, and it seemed like it was 30. So,
yeah, but, like, Ohtani, like, he's not just, like, obviously he's an AL team, so, you know, they don't pitch, or they don't bat when they pitch, but he's actually playing, like, DH for the Angels when he's not pitching, and it's amazing. So I don't know if he'll continue to do that or if he'll eventually focus on one side or the other, but if he can do both and continue to do both throughout his career, then fucking more power to him.
I think the more impressive
he's petitioning for more playing time. He wants to play more.
I think the more impressive part is that Paul Janisch was so bad at both. He was a horrible hitter and a horrible pitcher.
Yeah. Great fielder, though.
Great fielder, no. Great fielder, definitely. But he was a terrible pitcher and couldn't hit the
ball. That's like... Never mind, I'm not going to make the analogy I was going to make because I don't want some sort of women's right group coming after us, but carry on. It's my pick now. I'm going to go with this one before one of you assholes snipe it from me. The year is 1949. I believe it's probably the greatest debut of all time, so I don't know why we're going to continue the draft after this. Sitting atop a hill in Price Hill, overlooking the Cincinnati skyline. Skyline Chili. Yep. I can't believe that, honestly, when I was looking this up today, I knew it was in the 1900s, but I thought it was earlier than that. I didn't realize it was 1949 when it happened. I would have guessed the 20s for some reason.
Yeah.
But thank God it didn't, because a lot of things didn't come out of that depression, so... Who knows where I would be if Skyline Chili selfishly started before the Great Depression?
If we didn't have Skyline Chili, how much better shape do you think we would all be?
Oh, I would.
Still awful because there's B-dubs, DP-dub.
I mean, it wouldn't be worth it, but no. I think.
Honestly, the only thing I eat bad is Skyline, I think. Especially during this Coney Challenge, everything I eat is.
Yeah.
I eat my normal meals, like my, home cooked meals, which are relatively healthy. And then
pizza rolls.
We were just talking about eating a bag of pizza rolls.
I said I could. I didn't say I do.
Yeah.
That was like 2 years ago when I was eating pizza rolls like crazy. But I think Skyline is probably 50% of my diet right now. And that's not even an exaggeration. Keto, isn't
it? That's the keto diet, isn't it?
Wait till Breakfast Skyline catches on.
I think we got something with Breakfast Skyline. I really do.
I think so too.
We need to try that out.
So explain to me a breakfast cheese cone real quick. Go.
Did you read the tweet? You put in breakfast sausage instead of a hot dog.
Okay.
And we could even.
But I like where your head's at.
You use toast instead of.
What about pancake for a bun?
You could do that.
Pancake maybe, but I was also thinking you could possibly experiment with more of a biscuit dough when you make the coney bun.
Mm-hmm. Maybe some sausage gravy.
No, and it's got to be chili. Otherwise, it's not Skyline breakfast at that point.
But you could put the, I don't know, somehow make the chili meat into that.
Right. No, you're not invited in this new restaurant.
Okay,
venture.
Yeah, you're an idiot. And then on the three ways, you substitute the hash browns in for the spaghetti. You add eggs to it if you want a four way. Yep. So yeah, it's genius.
Yep.
So Skyline, if you want to go ahead and implement that, we'll take 10% of all your profits from your breakfast.
I was going to say, let's go ahead and let's get this copyrighted.
Yeah.
All right, I got back-to-back picks.
You do. Make them good.
So my first one, the first one's good.
I'll be the judge of that.
I don't know what you guys are all saying. The year is, I don't know what year this movie was made. But
1993.
I think it was 89, but I'm not 100% sure.
If I had to guess, I would have said
Alan Rickman. Alan Rickman's debut movie, he was Hans Gruber in Die Hard.
R.I.P.
That was his very first movie. He went on to be Severus Snape in the Harry Potter series.
Such
he was Metatron in Dogma. Yeah, he's a great villain. Yeah. And his first acting debut was Die Hard. Like, that was his first movie. He did TV before that, but his first movie, Die Hard with Bruce Willis. He's an amazing bad guy.
You almost have to retire.
Can I confess
there.
Something? I've Don't never tell me seen a Die Hard movie. I've never seen a Die Hard movie.
That's terrible.
Witty,
so
can
the,
I confess
the second
something?
One isn't that good.
Yes.
I've never seen a Die Hard movie from start to finish.
Boom.
Man.
Maybe we can eat Skyline Breakfast and have a Die Hard movie marathon.
Ooh,
we'll,
I like it.
We'll watch Ooh. Die Hard throughout the night, and then in the morning, we'll make our wives cook us Skyline Breakfast.
There you go.
All right. So Alan Rickman is my first pick. My second pick, I'm going with Ichiro Suzuki.
Nice.
With his MLB debut.
The Hit King.
So, yeah, exactly. He played 9 years overseas before he was a rookie, technically, over here. But he hit, like, 360 in his rookie season and ended up winning the AL MVP award for the season. Yeah. So that's an impressive rookie year. He also, I think he led Seattle to either the AL champ, ALCS or the World Series. I can't remember. This is 2001.
Yeah. He's probably, but, 32 at that point?
Right.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I mean, seriously.
He was
yeah.
like probably in his late 20s at that point.
Because he's 60 now. But, yep. Ichiro is my pick.
I know he re-signed with Seattle. Is he actually playing for them right now, or is he kind of...
I don't know what his role is there. I know that he got an at-bat because they were all... I saw he got a standing ovation at their home opener, but I don't know if it was one of those... I don't know if it was a pinch hit opportunity or if it was, he DH'd or something. We should have our West Coast baseball correspondent on sometime to talk about that. I don't know if this year he has yet, but I know he goes to some Seattle games. So I'm sure they're all fired up out there. They're chucking fish back and forth, playing catch with some fish out in the streets. But yeah, that's a good one. Ichiro was, I think we were too young to know, and plus the internet was not the way it is now. But I want to know what the hype train would have been when Ichiro was coming over in today's... Right.
I still feel like he was huge when he got here, and that was before all, like you said, before the internet, before all that.
And not to make another terrible Tom Selleck, Mr. Baseball reference, but it was like that when he goes to Japan, just being like mobbed by media everywhere he went. I remember that's how Ichiro was. He was always just wherever he went, there was international media just surrounding him the whole time. Little fun fact, and especially since we've lost a man of our podcast randomly.
Man down.
He a radio show that Witty and I used to listen to. One of the hosts lives in Seattle now, and he lived in the same building as Ichiro. And Ichiro lived.
Oh, nice.
He lived on one of the, top floors or whatever, one of the penthouses. He said he saw Ichiro's mom a lot more than he saw Ichiro. I guess his mom moved over here and was living with him. But he said when he did see him, he was very nice, but he was very quiet. Like, he doesn't know that he ever had said anything to him other than just, like nodding his head and saying, like, hello. Like, that's it. Which, I think he's learned English enough to communicate now. Truth be told, I can't remember the last time I saw an Ichiro interview or anything. Yeah. But I just still think he's Japanese Joey Votto, I think. He's very just, like, businesslike and doesn't really care to talk a whole lot. Although we're seeing that Joey has other sides. We've always known that, but it's finally getting national attention that Joey's got a couple different layers to his personality. For my final pick, our new podcast debuting, we're coming out. I'm going to be running a Cincinnati baseball podcast. I'm going to have guests on. By guests, I mean other members of this show.
Yeah.
Maybe every now and then throw somebody else in, like maybe let T-Bone make his podcasting debut. He's a big Red Sox fan, but he's very knowledgeable about baseball in general. He likes the Reds too, so and he has a shared hatred of the Yankees with us. So, and then we've got some other people with very strong baseball backgrounds that this is the first time they're hearing it. So maybe we'll talk to them a little bit too. But yeah, I think it's going to be a lot of fun. It's called Between the Smokestacks. Once we have a little bit more audio to put out there, it should be probably within the next week or so. It'll be available. We'll post the link and everything. But Yeah, I'm looking forward to that, and I think it's going to be a killer debut. Probably topping the charts from day one.
Love it. Can't wait. Yep.
For everybody outside of Cincinnati that has no idea we have smokestacks in the outfield of our baseball stadium, they're going to be confused. We're probably going to get a lot of pot aficionados at first. And then a lot of people that vape and smoke pot.
Yeah, we're accepting of all lifestyle choices.
And there's a good chance that some of the potheads...
Cardinals fans, fuck them.
Yeah, it's a good chance that some of the potheads might not even realize it's a baseball podcast until like 3 or 4 episodes in.
So. Right. That's a good point.
All right. Well,
so my first one, it's relatively recent, past, I think it was 2014. It's a little bit of a sour point for Cincinnati fans, but Jeremy Hill's debut season, he had a great rookie year, had rushed for over 1,000 yards. I think he had 9 touchdowns and was averaging over 5 yards a carry. We thought we had a pretty decent premier running back to go along with the change of pace guy in Giovanni Bernard. Turns out that wasn't the case. He had a sophomore slump that he never recovered from, and now he's in New England. So, you know, if he does end up getting it back, it's not going to be for the Bengals. But that debut definitely gave us a lot to look forward to that he ended up not living up to.
That's very true. Like, looking back at his stats and everything from that season is fucking just miserable because of what we feel like he could have been and should have been.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I think he dropped over 1 yard per carry for his last 3 seasons. I think he was right around that low 3s, yep. But he started out at 5.1 in his first year. So I don't know what it was. If it was a mental thing, I feel like a lot of times he just wasn't hitting the hole hard enough. But whatever. He's gone now, so we'll see what happens with him in New England.
Anybody have good honorable mentions?
I had this one. I didn't take it because I didn't want to steal you. I was going to say Andre Ingram made his NBA debut. Yeah. He fought in charge. I mean, he truly, I don't know anything about him, but I feel like if I do some research, I mean, you've got to like the guy. It took him until he was 32 to make it to the NBA.
The dude's our age and just had his debut game in the NBA. He's been playing in the G League or D League for 10 years now, and it was pretty cool to see him. He ended up getting 19 points, I think, off the bench in his first game. He sank a couple threes, and second game he looked impressive too. So
I saw the Lakers were selling his jersey.
Yeah,
so that's pretty cool. I don't know. I'd like maybe he'll get a shot at somebody on somebody's bench next year if there's some injuries or something.
Yeah,
but he's also that'd be cool. He's also 32. So
yeah, right. I think they said he was the oldest rookie in NBA history.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah. I guess that makes sense, though. But, I mean, you would think there'd be something that would happen with, I guess that'd be more of a baseball thing from back in, the 30s and 40s with, guys being at the war for 8 years or something and then coming back and playing baseball.
Yeah.
So.
One of my honorable mentions was 50 Cent with Get Rich or Die Trying.
Yeah, that's a good one, too.
That CD was pretty fucking amazing.
Yeah, I agree.
I also had 1981, the McRib.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
I thought about that when I went the nacho fries. Yeah. I don't know when the McRib was, because that's kind of along the same line. Yeah. Just one of those kind of temporary one-off menu items that end up being a hit that stays a staple.
Oh, man. When I see on the marquee in our McDonald's, I think I've said this on a podcast already.
The McRib is back.
When I see McRib is back, I get so fucking pumped. Yeah. I usually call my wife. I'm like, the McRib is back. I'm sorry. I'm not eating dinner at home tonight. Or at least I'm getting something else.
I think we've talked about this before. You don't have to do that. You just eat one on the way home and then eat your regular dinner, too. Yeah,
we talked about that because there was the one year they didn't have the cardboard boats for them. They just put them in wrappers.
In a wrapper,
and it was
a
mess trying to eat. I wasn't as dumb as eating a Big Mac on the way to a wedding like Hefe did, but...
Yeah.
The one time I saw it on the way back, it was I was going through a week stretch where I actually went to the gym. And I saw it on the way back from the gym. And I was like, well, there goes that. I've got 2 McRibs on the way home from the gym. But can't pass a McRib up. So.
No. Yeah, I didn't really have too many noteworthy honorable mentions. I was going to say Ronda Rousey's WWE debut because I feel like she did well there. Yeah.
Ronda Rousey's.
Yeah. And then I was going to say also, any bubblegum gets off to a great debut, has a lot of good flavor, and then it's gone after like 2 minutes.
Then
like,
you swallow it.
Chew or, exactly. And then you swallow it. And, God, that whole thing, man.
He's a man child.
I'm so glad that they made that connection to his performance issues. That was my first thought. It was like, if they don't say it, I might tweet that to him. Yeah. But then PFT made that connection.
Oh, God.
So, all right, yeah, that's all I had, though. I didn't have anything else.
Oh, shit. One thing we like to send everybody off with on our Friday episodes is what we're looking forward to the weekend. It takes a lot to get to Friday, so there's always something to look forward to. I'm looking forward to, even though they're playing like hot trash right now, my good buddy DB hooked me up with some Reds tickets that he can't use, so I'm excited to go down to the Reds game. I'm hoping I might get to see a little bit of Nick Senzel action. I don't think we're going to call him up just because I wouldn't want to put him into this toxic situation, but no. There were rumors that he might. But either way, any day at the ballpark's a good day, even if it's bad baseball. The beer's still cold. Yep. The conies are still there. I'll get a soft pretzel.
Bobbleheads.
Bobblehead. I'm picking up your bobbleheads for you. So
word up.
Yeah, and I'll be down at the ballpark. So
nice.
So it says a lot about my current state right now that going to watch terrible baseball is what I'm looking forward to. But
yeah.
Hey, so is life as an adult.
Yep. That's right. I am looking forward to watching the Blue Jackets take a 2-0 lead over the Cavs on Sunday.
Ooh. That'd be nice.
It seems like such a long gap between the first two games.
It is. It's ridiculous, especially for them being in the same city. Like, I feel like it should be one day between games in the same city, two days are just switching cities.
Yep, I agree.
But what do I know?
Probably has something to do with the concerts and stuff they have scheduled.
Yeah.
So the reason I can't use the Reds tickets this weekend, I actually have an afternoon wedding on Saturday that I'll be heading to. And then, you know, is assuming that the reception doesn't last all night, I'll be going home and watching some NBA playoffs. So I'm excited for the playoffs to start, both sides. I'll be trying to watch the Jackets. Next game Sunday, you said?
Yes, sir.
Yep. Sunday at 7:30. Yep.
That I'll be pretty excited for that. So that's what I'm looking forward to. Wedding and playoffs on both sports.
All right. So thanks for checking out the show. Be sure to check us out at MillIronSports.com. Facebook.com/MillIronSports and on Twitter @MillIronSports. We'll see you next week.
Go Jackets.